Ladies and gentlemen, good day and welcome to the Kaya Q1 FY23 earnings conference call hosted by Dolat Capital. As a reminder, all participant lines will be in the listen-only mode, and there will be an opportunity for you to ask questions after the presentation concludes. Should you need assistance during the conference call, please signal an operator by pressing star then zero on your touch-tone phone. Please note that this conference is being recorded. I now hand the conference over to Mr. Sachin Bobade from Dolat Capital. Thank you, and over to you, sir.
Thank you, Ranju. On behalf of Dolat Capital, I welcome you all to the Q1 FY23 earnings conference call of Kaya Limited. Hope you all and your family are staying safe and healthy. From the management side, we have with us Mr. Rajeev Suri, Global Chief Executive Officer, Mr. Rajeev Nair, Chief Executive Officer, Kaya Group, and Mr. Saurabh Shah, Chief Financial Officer. Now I hand the floor to the management for their opening remarks, and then we would have question and answer session. Over to you, sir.
Hi, thank you. Good evening, everybody. I welcome you to the conference call on company's behalf. Let me begin the conference call with a very short update on Q1 performance of Kaya Limited, which is already in public domain and uploaded on our website www.kaya.in. Kaya Limited posted consolidated revenue from operation of INR 92.8 crores for the quarter ended 30th June 2022, a growth of 40% over corresponding quarter ended 30th June 2021. Consolidated EBITDA is INR loss of 4 crore in Q1 financial 2023 as compared to INR positive 4.8 crore in Q1 financial 2022. Consolidated loss after tax and before exceptional item for Q1 financial 2023 is INR 23.5 crore as compared to loss of INR 13.4 crore in Q1 financial 2022. The company has taken one-time exceptional cost of INR 12.4 crore during this quarter, Q1 financial 2023. Kaya India loss after tax and before exceptional item for the Q1 financial 2023 is INR positive 18.8 crore as compared to loss of 12 crore in Q1 financial 2022. Sorry, it's a loss. Kaya Middle East loss after tax and before exceptional item for Q1 2023 is INR 4.7 crore as compared to loss of INR 1.4 crore in Q1 financial 2022. Collection in India at clinic grew by 342% in Q1 financial 2023 as compared to Q1 financial 2022. Collection at clinics in Middle East region grew by 11% at constant currency in Q1 financial 2023 as compared to Q1 financial 2022. The detailed information update is already with you. I now open the session for questions, and my colleagues and I will be glad to answer them. Thank you.
Thank you. We will now begin the question and answer session. Anyone who wishes to ask a question may press star and one on your touchtone telephone. If you wish to remove yourself from the question queue, you may press star and two. Participants are requested to use handsets while asking a question. Ladies and gentlemen, we will wait for a moment while the question queue assembles. Once again, make an announcement, a reminder to all the participants that you may press star and one to ask a question. A reminder to all the participants once again that you may press star and one to ask a question. A reminder to all the participants once again that you may press star and one to ask a question. As there are no questions, we have reached the end of Q&A session. I would now like to hand the conference over to the management for closing comments.
Thank you all for participating on the call.
Who said the first?
Thank you.
Thank you. On behalf of Dolat Capital, that concludes this conference. Thank you for joining us. You may now disconnect your lines.